Amy, Garth Brooks is on the phone. Hello.
I bet you thought you were safe from me and through with me, didn't you?
I want to congratulate you because I don't know if you know this, but this is your 999 millionth radio interview.
I was wondering what all the balloons and flowers were for.
Yeah, yeah, it's going to be awesome. We're going to ask you questions you've never been asked before by a radio host. It's going to be amazing.
Look, I will get you answers I've never answered before. I'll tell you that.
All right. Well, before we get to this, let me just recap what's happening. You got a lot going on here. Congratulations on the CMA nomination, by the way.
Oh, thank you very much, and thank you for it, man. You know, people say this never get old, and it's like, no, you don't understand. The older you get, the less you get anything like this, so it gets actually more rare and even cooler.
Oh, it's great. Yeah. The tickets for your show in Tacoma, it's been a long time for Tacoma, so, you know, a lot of people coming from points all around the compass coming to see you on November 4th at the Taco Dome, and then tickets on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster. Talk about this anthology that you have coming out. You're set to release part one of a massive five-part anthology. What is an anthology? Is that like a big collection of everything you've done?
Well, it's a collection of everything we've done that you haven't seen. That's the cool thing about anthologies is you get to bring out all the stuff and tell how close it got and what stuff you have seen, how close it got to not happening. Mm-hmm. And what I love is it's told by the guys that were there every day. Mm-hmm. And that's what I love. So it's not just the artist spewing out stuff. This is the guy that played that lick, that opening guitar lick on Friends in Low Places.
Now, is it true, the rumor, that in Friends in Low Places, when that guy yells, "Push Marie," it's because his wife was in labor at the time?
Yeah, he was the guitar player, so he was the only one that couldn't show up to sing on it. And so they're having a baby right when we're cutting the session.
Oh, that's cool.
All right, part one of what is sure to be an astounding, never-before-look-see into the career of one Garth T. Bartholomew Thornhump Brooks VII. That's on sale on November 14th. We got some really good questions from our listeners. We try to involve our listeners whenever possible because they don't get access to you like maybe we do. So we have some questions from them. Kathy asked this, why are you more into baseball caps than cowboy hats these days? What say you, Garth Brooks?
Again, man, in the anthology, you're going to see, I've worn a baseball cap since I was a kid. I'm a huge baseball nut. Grew up on Roberto Clemente. That was my guy. Mm-hmm.
Did he ever say, "Get off me, Garth Brooks," when you were growing up on him?
Hey, growing up in Oklahoma, the Big Red Machine was everything with Johnny Bench being from Oklahoma. And yeah. So I've just always worn either baseball cap or a cowboy hat.
All right. Good answer. Amanda's got a great question.
I love this question because obviously you're Garth Brooks, so you've probably done a lot of things on other people's bucket lists.
I thought we were talking to Roberto Clemente.
So Amanda wants to know, what's something that's still on your bucket list?
Yeah.
Oh, that's sweet. That's a sweet question that you get, and I got to tell you, there's one thing on there, and it just says one more day. That's it. I'm with the love of my life. My children are healthy, kind of on their own path, and they're happy. And so I can't think of anything else that I want to do. Play music, I would, for some reason, because of Billy Joel's live in Leningrad. I'd love to go play Russia. I'd love to play Moscow. And I'd love to play Asia. I've never got to play there before. And that would be fun, music-wise, to see if the music translates. But really nothing on my bucket list. I feel very lucky and very blessed at where I'm at right now. Fair enough?
Yeah, it's a good, great answer. Here's a question from Mike Chase of the Mike and Amy Show in Portland, Oregon. Dear Garth, any chance you would pay my mortgage like you do those people in the audience at your shows?
Please tell Mike that's a payola and we'll talk on another line.
Okay. All right.
We'll set up a private message there.
Here's a good one from Nicole. What's the funniest sign you've ever seen from the crowd at a show?
Whoa, can't tell you. It just happened last week, but I cannot repeat it.
Oh.
But it won. I'll just say that. I told them right there. I said, well, there it is. Because, you know, you don't want people to start to get signs where, you know, they're showing body parts. So I'm not trying to outdo each other, but this one definitely went there.
Yeah, you don't want to have to report them to HR, right?
Yeah, because that's technically that's work for you, right?
Yeah,
that's,
workplace
that's
the work harassment.
All right, well, you know, when we discuss the financing of my house on that other line, you can tell us about the sign, okay?
Yes, well, it'll be two situations, the same conversation. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay, Garth. Listen, we are so excited. It's happening November 4th. Tacoma Dome tickets on sale Friday morning. That's tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock at Ticketmaster.com. And the anthology, which we heard just a little bit about, is happening November 14th. That is part one of a massive 5-part look-see into the backstage, never-before-seen life of Mr. Garth Allen, Billy Bob Joe, Bartholomew, Humperdinck Brooks, the 7th.
Clemente.
Right. All right, man. We can't wait to see you. Thanks so much for chatting with us this morning, as always. Garth Brooks, everybody!
Thank you, guys. Have a great morning.
All right, man. See ya.
Remember, on the Mike and Amy Show, the star of the show.
Hint, hint, is you.
99.5 The Wolf.